can't say, boy, you can't hardly feel that rain much. Mm. Whatever you got.
Mm. What did you do when these things came?
Go to the cellar if you've got one.
Is this a special building or?
Yeah, it's dug out in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special term for a strong, cold wind from the north?
Norther.
Is this what snow?
Well, not necessarily so. Blizzard, we call it. Mm-hmm. Lots of times.
That's when there's snow?
Well, yes, ordinarily.
Have you had any of those lately?
No, we haven't. But I can remember, we have had them this country.
What do you call it when you go out on a day when the humidity is high, maybe the ground is warmer than the air, and you see that white stuff around in the hollows?
Yeah, that's fog.
Uh-huh. What would you call a long period of dry weather?
Drought.
Pretty dismal too,
right? Yes, it is. That's the reason why we've been digging this big pool over here.
That's a tank on yonder,
Eddie. Yeah, we're turning this into a stock farm, and of course that's the reason for it. To have water to take care of.
If the wind has been blowing fairly gently, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, you say the wind is doing what?
Increasing. Getting stronger.
And if, on the other hand, you've had a strong wind,
it's ceasing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How about rain? If you've had a very hard rain, and then it begins to
slacken up. Uh-huh.
And you know the end of the growing season comes when you go out in the morning and see that white stuff all over.
Yeah, Jack Frost.
Uh-huh. And you'll probably go out on your tank and find out that you throw a rock and it'll bounce.
Yeah, a little ice on it.
And then you say the lake is
rolled over.
What if there was a flood over the lake?
Have there been any strong windstorms here in this particular area?
Yes, there have been. Not this year.
Any particular damage?
Yeah. Yeah, we've had lots of damage done on these buildings around right across the field over there. Blew away two houses, killed one person. Right back down there below Liberty, blew away two or three houses there one time.
My goodness.
Tore them all to pieces.
I talked to a man over below Poto who lost his sister-in-law and two nieces just in the last 6 months.
Mm.
Bad one
came by. Yeah, I heard about that. That was one awful bad. Mm-hmm. Over there, Poto.
They were building the man's house.
A lot of damage done over there.
Yeah, pretty cut it up. What particular terms did put your fingers in your ears? What particular terms did you have for the outdoor toilet?
Privy was the first one.
Privy?
Yeah.
Any others? Hey, you took your fingers off.
Yeah, toilet. Outhouse.
This is a thing that's disappearing fast.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness.
Yes, sir. You think?
Oh, if you know that a man has no objection to your doing something and someone says, does he mind if we do it? You say, no, we can go ahead and do it. He
won't care. Hmm?